I love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively, and so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. Thank you.
we also can do this within ourselves, and also pretty much set that intention for most every behavior we do or whatever else we consume. So, you know, perhaps next time you take a sip of water, this is a reminder for myself too, because I have done this and it does actually work from my experience, but then, you know, you do something for a bit and then you kind of forget about it and let it go. So this is a reminder to me as well. Say a little prayer to your water or send some kind words or perhaps even use it as medicine to shift your frequency or to heal something. See what happens 30 days later. I promise that wherever you're at right now, whatever vibrational frequency you're at right now, let's say you're not feeling good or you're feeling lonely or low, that doesn't necessarily mean you're at a low vibrational frequency always. It's just you're having a moment because you're human and we all have moments. I mean, especially right now, I really want people to be very compassionate with themselves right now. We're going through a global pandemic together. There's a lot coming to surface.
Now let the magic begin.
Hello, and Jaima Yomis. It's Raquel, another solo, still on an interview break, which has been honestly such a refreshing, nice change of pace for me at this time. You know how we like to detox our physical vessel? Some people might go on a water fast, a juice cleanse, or just fast from processed foods or something, just to detox a bit, you know, and just integrate whole foods. You know, some sort of occasional detox or reset. Some people are for actual physical food detoxes and others are not. I realize that that's honestly because some human vessels are probably asking for one while other bodies just want consistency or just don't feel the need for that. Mine does on occasion, and I've only had one very brief physical cleanse this year. It didn't feel right during the quarantine and the heightened state of the world for me personally, though it probably did for others. But what I have had many of are digital detoxes, which I've had a lot of time away from the phone since I started really investing in myself and my spiritual journey. And again, that is for me, it might not be for some. But sometimes I just feel like when I do have that digital detox, which feels so refreshing, it's like a reset to tune within for the soul, and it feels so nice. And that perhaps is for some, but not for all, like I said. And as I've been addicted to honestly learning a good kind of addiction, right? Just very interested in learning about social nature and psyche of a variety of different types of people, it's just clear, so crystal quartz clear, that there really is not one formula that works for every human at every moment. Yet every universal law, of course, applies. However, every human may be navigating and working with that universal law differently depending on the type of person they are, that source, their extension from source, wanted their unique self to be, because we're all so vastly unique. It's unbelievable, and thank God, thank universe for that. Thank Goddess for that. You know, what's your human design? Are you a projector? I'm a projector. Or are you a manifesting generator? Manifester, generator, reflector. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, I highly recommend listening to some human design episodes. I will have Erin on again very soon. We talked. I'm excited to have her back on. But of course, you know, it's a break time. It's a break time. It's a solo time for me. Also, what's your sun sign? Your moon, your rising, your Neptune, your Venus. What house are these signs in? How were you nurtured? How are you nurtured? What's your nature? It all depends on what your soul came here to do, aka what do you, removing your ego aside, feel called to do in this moment, given all of who you are, this human experience that you're experiencing, given all of this, what you feel called to do in this moment at this time. plus our consciousness, which is directly correlated with the frequency our body is vibrating at, may require different needs at different times. So why does all of this matter? First of all, I want you to have compassion for wherever you are and where everybody else you know is, because everybody, I just can't emphasize this enough, and this is something that we just know. Sometimes we might forget because we feel like we would like some people or even ourselves to be at a certain state or have a certain mindset or act a certain way. But like I said, due to all the above, we're all going to be radiating and vibrating at different frequencies and having different experiences for a variety of reasons with different needs at different times. And so, understanding your own vibration and frequency, or honestly just what vibration and frequency is so important to have compassion where you're at now and perhaps inspire you to make more conscious choices and recognize when your ego kicks in, because you're like, you just know, you're like, oh, my ego wants me to perhaps do this or say this or feel this, but I know this is at a lower vibration or frequency, which is hindering me from expanding my conscious and allowing that to trickle to others and help the world, yada yada. It just gets so expansive and big. But people are always also asking what is vibration and what is frequency, because, you know, those are terms that are just thrown around all the time in this space of, well, especially when you're on a spiritual journey and you're listening to people talk about this universe, this world, they often throw out the words vibration and frequency. Sometimes people are like, what in the world is that? And so I'll talk about that even in using scientific terms and verbiage, but also just for you to have an understanding, given your perspective of this world, what you've seen, what you witness, and something might resonate. And the more you're aware of this, the more you can begin making new decisions that are more conscious to perhaps, you know, allow yourself to feel more connected with source from time to time. But at the same time, don't forget, we're also human having this fun, beautiful human experience, so we don't need to take everything so deeply, seriously, or to the extreme, because it's so important and beautiful to live out the humanisms as well. You can experience the non-humanism super spiritual self when you are projecting into the astral realm, or even, you know, when you leave this physical vessel. And so no matter what, you're always going to have this ego as you are human. But of course, just for the sake of our planet and also your own self and your mental and physical and emotional and spiritual health and wealth, it's so important to make more conscious choices and understand vibration and frequency and what the hell that really is, because we talk about it all the time. And I'm like, wow, some people are probably like, okay, what is this? So understanding your vibration and frequency first requires you to understand what exactly energy is. So, what on Mama Earth is energy? Well, literally, energy is everything. Everywhere you look, there is honestly only energy. And this is something you know, but sometimes I just want to emphasize a point, something obvious, sometimes must be reiterated to really make sense of, you know, what's to come. So obviously, energy is literally everything. It's not just what you exert when you go on a run or do yoga. It's everything. But yes, that tree that's in front of you is full of energy, full of life force. That meal you ate earlier, full of life force. Sometimes of higher vibration, sometimes of lower vibration. And as a human, it's fine to, you know, mix it up, because again, we're having a human experience and we want to have fun. We want to sometimes have our pizza, our cake, but also, of course, our vegetables and fruits, yada yada. But we'll get into the food later. But everything, even what you're wearing, carries a certain vibrational frequency, carries a certain energy, a life force. Notice when you buy certain clothes that perhaps are made from organic material, are eco-friendly. feel completely different compared to perhaps whatever you bought at Forever 21 or Walmart. As you feel that material, it feels completely different as they're radiating, honestly, emitting a different vibrational frequency, and you're wearing that. So just something to keep in mind, you know? But of course, you're human. You don't have to be perfect and reach for the extreme unless you feel called to. I just bought a BLM shirt, which I don't know if it's made out of cotton material or not, but that's something that I just feel like wearing around in this very conservative culture that I'm living in right now. But I'll tell you, it's got a high vibe statement on that. Also, my Office t-shirt, Dunder Mifflin. If you're not into The Office or have no idea what The Office is, of course you know what The Office is, but if you've never watched it, you don't know what I'm talking about. But The Office is probably my favorite TV show, or Parks and Recreation, of all time. And so am I going to get funny, catchy The Office shirts? Yeah. Thank you, Amazon, for indeed exploiting that and completely marketing to my weakness, and I bought in. But you know what? Buying my favorite TV show t-shirts here and there are not a big deal. But were they made from organic material? I don't really know. I felt it. I was like, ooh, this doesn't feel like it's 100%, you know, the most eco-friendly or natural. Probably was made in a factory or something. But of course, we're human. We're not going to be perfect with everything. But we do our best. So for anybody who, like myself, might take some things to the extreme for your mental health, sometimes it's good to just take in notes and do your best. That's basically what I'm going to say, because I'm going to be sharing a lot of information here. And a lot of people might receive anxiety for wanting to be perfect, and you don't have to be. This is just a simple disclaimer, you know, a simple disclaimer, which sometimes we need on these spiritual podcasts. So anyways, this energy, this life force that is around you with everything you see is only a web of electromagnetic vibrational frequencies. And so for my sciencey folks who have an expansive role in this universe, and we so need you because you help us learn a lot and a lot more as some things become debunked and more when it comes to metaphysics are actually proven somehow, some way, because we're expanding in our tools to learn more about this. So what are vibrations? Vibrations are oscillating atoms. And if you were to place a certain microscope lens, like I guess it's called an electron microscope, over a couch, let's say, in front of you, you'd be able to see the vibrating atoms that emit energy, and they're emitting their vibrational frequencies, which frequency is honestly just simply a fancy term, probably one of my favorite words because it's fun to say frequency, but a simple fancy term for the measurable rate of electrical energy, aka vibration that occurs and repeated over, you know, just a little particular pocket of time, window of time. Often they measure this in hertz. So you might hear, or when you look at meditations, they might say this is in 432 hertz or 528 hertz or 963 hertz, which is simply just the number of oscillations, or I guess vibrations, per second. Now you can indeed just take that in and then you can throw that out the window, because that's just the definition, the physical or the human mind interpretation of what that is. But some people are just curious, so there you go. But what you do know is that everything around you is energy and emits a certain vibrational frequency, including yourself. There are low frequencies, which actually make physical changes. And so even when we consume something external of a low frequency, not as in like, oh, they're low vibe, low frequency, whatever, but you know, food, all food has a lower frequency than perhaps music or something, which middle frequencies make emotional changes and high frequencies make spiritual changes. So again, often frequencies that we can't see, such as music or chanting, has a higher frequency than food, though there are, in that scale of food, higher frequencies of food. We're talking about the range in that area, if that makes any sense. So food vibrates at a lower frequency. I don't think that there's any 432 hertz food. And if I'm wrong, feel free to correct me, but this is just to my knowledge that food and its physical state doesn't have a high frequency. Perhaps deep down they do carry, like, you know, maybe psychedelic shrooms or certain plants like ayahuasca might. That is actually something I would like to know about if someone has any information on that. But from what I've researched, food vibrates at a lower frequency, but in that range there are higher frequency foods that will make a significant impact on your physical health, and also lower frequency foods, like aka processed junk, you know? But anyway, words truly do have a certain frequency that is extremely powerful to our vessel, which is made up of 70% water, especially when the word emits a certain emotion within us or provokes a certain emotion within us. Some of you may have heard of Masaru Emoto. He is a Japanese scientist who found human consciousness can affect the molecular structure of water. And he did something pretty cool. He captured water's expression, water's beautiful expression, through a powerful microscope in a cold room using high-speed photography to photograph the crystals the waters would freeze into. And he found that when a human delivered a positive message to the water, positive thoughts, sending the water some love, some positive vibes, the water crystals formed to a beautiful snowflake. And then on the other hand, when one sent out negative thoughts, nasty, ugly words, I think even he used some crude music or something, the pattern became very dull and not so beautiful. So to think that we're made of 70% water, you know, says a lot. And so to think that water, we ourselves can physically transmute the physical compounds of water, or just basically how the water vibrates, the vibrational frequency of water, we also can do this within our shells, within ourselves, and also pretty much set that intention for most every behavior we do or whatever else we consume. So, you know, perhaps next time you take a sip of water, this is a reminder for myself too, because I have done this and it does actually work from my experience. But then, you know, you do something for a bit and then you kind of forget about it and let it go. So this is a reminder to me as well. Say a little prayer to your water, or send some kind words, or perhaps even use it as medicine to shift your frequency or to heal something, or maybe even receive clarity in some way. Whatever it is, set that intention to the water, and, you know, maybe every single time you sip water, and see what happens 30 days later. You know, you never know. It doesn't hurt to try. What's the harm? What's the harm in doing this? What's the harm in trying? But be genuine with your intention behind it. This episode is brought to you by one of our very first sponsors, Hum, who I am so grateful for. And I'm grateful for the fact that they gift the Yomies 20% off when you use the promo code MAGIC. But let me tell you about Hum Nutrition if you are unaware. Well, I, for one, am a testimony to the fact that Hum's gut instinct is extremely healing for the gut. It contains 10 strain probiotics, 25 billion organisms, and 30 vegan capsules for a 30-day supply. I've talked about gut instinct time and time again on the podcast, and I can't emphasize it enough how helpful it is. And I haven't had to take it actually in a while, which is amazing. So I highly recommend for anybody that might be struggling with their gut health at this time to just try out Hum's gut instinct. But there are so many other types of supplements that Hum helps people's vessels out with. My mom always takes their age-defying skin cell protection supplement, which contains turmeric, phytoponyphenols for antioxidants, and polypodium lactamose. I probably, again, pronounced that incorrectly, but you know what? All I know is that it acts as a UV guard, so I've taken that as well, especially when I go to extremely sunny places, and it's just a nice thing to know that I am taking care of this vessel in many ways. So again, their supplements have been meticulously selected to balance tummy issues, skin, nails, boost your metabolism, boost your energy, have deeper sleep, or other nutritional deficiencies, with giving your body, your vessel, the highest quality ingredients. They are gluten-free, non-GMO products, and most of them are vegan. And so for the Yomis, you may receive your free nutrition report from one of their nutritionists to find the right hum supplement for your needs. So go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC for 20% off. Again, that's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC. And I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe that promo code works even on top of other discounts that they might potentially have. Sometimes they have buy three, get one free, buy two, get one free, whatever. And I believe the code MAGIC will still apply. So that's just something to keep in mind. So crystals also, which I got some nice crystals right by my side. I have a nice selenite, I have an amethyst, some others. I got a crystal quartz. And what's this one called? I don't remember. It's red. It's not ruby. It is, I think, a red carnelian. It's a heart shape. It's really cute. Anyway, and then I got my nice little crystal scent, which also scents have emit a certain frequency. But we're talking about crystals right now. So crystals, they radiate a high vibrational frequency. That's why I have them around me, surrounding me, along with plants. That's why people like to, you know, add clean crystals to their waters, by the way, to drink that frequency from the water and allow that to influence their own vibrational frequency in some way. But then also, like I said, plants. So people will also add herbs and flowers to their water, which may elevate their frequency too. Plus, you know, it adds a little more of a delicious taste, a little hint of a delicious taste. The crystals, I've done it. You just need to make sure that you clean those crystals. And then the water actually does have a hint of a different taste. I wouldn't call it like a delicious taste, but it's a different taste. It's nice. It feels good. You feel cleansed. But anyway, back to the crystals and plants. And also, you know, anything. So, you know, you walk into a room and you might not see it. You'll likely see the plants because they just stand out. Crystals can be smaller. But no matter what, you just feel a sense of ease and sense of peace. Then you realize that there's crystals around. Plus, perhaps there's some natural artwork. There's some bamboo and maybe even rope for whatever reason. But you know, there's just an uplifting high vibrational frequency that you can just feel so good. Of course, it depends on your unique style as well, but regardless, you can feel that the room has been feng shuied. It almost looks like a Pinterest board, and it immediately shifts something within you. Feels more open, more refreshing. Your space, your room, the way you design your home, cleanse your home, really has a significant impact on your vibrational frequency, and you can genuinely just feel it. Because obviously it's not something our naked human eye can see, but we can feel. And I'm not talking about what your ego, but what your vessel feels, which it feels right and can impact your creativity, your productivity, your calmness, your ease. Or it can curate more anxiety or lack of productivity, being completely unproductive, or just not have any, you know, creative feelings or insights or inspirations. You can just honestly feel more stuck. Maybe that just means it's time there's some stuck energy there, and to rearrange your room or add a little more crystals or plants into your room, or if you feel like maybe something's tainted, to cleanse it under the full moon or just in some water. And so, I mean, I'm talking about natural water. Go to a river and just cleanse the crystals for a little bit. So there are certain, you know, just open rooms that you feel your energy, your vibration is lifted because of also the frequencies that the surroundings are emitting. You know, and also perhaps even an energy's not there. So let's say you walk into an open sanctuary, or, well, honestly, most people in here can relate to a yoga studio, which, do you ever notice when you walk into a yoga studio, you just immediately feel good? And it's not only because of their choice, some yoga studios, of course, not all. There are those times when you walk into a yoga studio and you're like, something about this doesn't feel right 100%, you know? And that's probably because they didn't consciously choose higher vibrational materials to surround the place, or there had been some argument or negative energy that stuck energy that is still in the studio. And what I'm talking about is when people leave a certain place there and they leave their energy there, and let's say it hasn't been saged or cleansed by herbs or something, they might leave their energy, and let's say there was just an argument that might still be there, and you might feel that. I can sound so crazy to some of you, which is fine, but a lot of you also really know what I'm talking about, because you can just, there's certain energies wherever you go, and you can just feel it, especially if you're an empath, which I know the majority of my audience is, or they are, but they haven't awakened to it. So if you're listening to this, you're likely an empath, but you may or may not know it. Anyway, so people, they leave their energy there. And so sometimes when you walk into a yoga studio or a sanctuary, it feels calm and honestly just connected with source. And therefore, there's just a different up-leveled feeling in this place. But when you enter a room, maybe it's not even a yoga studio, but I mean, like an extreme murder scene. Imagine entering an extreme murder scene. Or have you ever been to like an abandoned jail cell? Or have you even been into a jail cell? And there's just stuck energy. Well, I hope you haven't been to, if you have been to a jail cell, you've lived a very interesting life, and actually it's really cool, and you're probably expanded in so many ways, so props to you, especially if you've walked into this state of love. I love it. Anyway, with all that being said, there's just the stuck energy of feeling disconnected from source, from God, from the universe in certain places, which may make one feel off. And you know, it's not going to impact you if you're just there for a short period of time, obviously, but if you're there for a long period of time, it may influence you a bit, you know? There's so many things that are trying to, so many entities trying to keep you stuck in the matrix and in your ego in a low vibrational state, keeping the planet low, low, low. So that's why it's so important for you to be conscious so you can radiate at a higher frequency, in which case, you know, that love, that tapped in, tuned in feeling outweighs the lower vibrations. And whenever you might feel a shift into that low vibration, perhaps it's you just doing shadow work, which is beautiful, or you have become conscious enough where you recognize it and you can immediately tweak certain things. You don't have to tweak everything, but certain things to just, you know, raise it up, raise that vibration up a little bit. In fact, that can be very contagious and uplift others that are around you. You have so much power, especially the toxicity in others, to help shift that. That's why I don't believe in completely being like, oh, nope, you're toxic, I'm cutting you out of my life completely. But you can just send them love. Just don't let their energy influence you at all. Don't allow yourself to, in fact, those people need help. They don't need more abandonment. But that's neither here nor there. We're not talking about that. And this is just my personal perspective. But also, okay, so if you do want to raise your vibration, it really only takes moments to tune back in through meditation or, you know, some sort of like dancing, some divine goddessy movements, feeling yourself, and or ceremony with yourself or with others, or allowing yourself, you know, a day, a week, a month, or, you know, just a long phase of eating more high vibrational foods, that can be a huge shift into waking up into a higher state of consciousness or raising your vibrational frequency. Because as you raise your vibrational frequency, your consciousness truly does expand. So again, with food, it's so important, so important. When I lived in Bali, or honestly, when I even visit, I just love going to the restaurants there. They're vegan, high vibrational restaurants. As I know, most of the vegan restaurants, their chefs send love and vibration, set certain intentions to elevate the vibration of the food in every single meal, and you can truly feel the love and digest it so well. It feels so good to have a consciously made meal prepared for you. And I know, you know, at Seeds, for example, if you've been to Ubud, Seeds, Ben the owner told my friend and I that he makes sure the chefs send love to the food to elevate the vibes. No big deal, but it does make this delicious meal high vibe, and you just feel it. It feels really good. And then you can tell as well when those restaurants, they might stop doing that and the food doesn't feel the same. I'm not saying that's the case with Seeds, but I know that they had trained their chefs to do that. And then also Alchemy, there's others, but we can't go to Bali right now. One day when the borders open, I don't know if I'm gonna go there immediately, but I will indeed be visiting Mama B because I miss her and I think about her all the time. But I'm really happy to be here because the vibrations that the Utah nature emits are so powerful and beautiful and healing. And you just feel so aligned with Source. I think that's why this is a religious state, even if their religion is slightly different than my own beliefs. They do feel connected to Source in some way because it is full, we're surrounded by nature. Anyway, so sending a prayer to your food before you eat it does have such a strong effect. Like I talked about with the water crystals and how their molecular energy transmutes to something that is beautiful, or, you know, something that doesn't look that great. Same with food, honestly, because food is also mostly made up of water, right? Or I would say a lot of food, high vibrational food, is made up of a good amount of water and therefore can easily be influenced. And so when you say a prayer before you eat it, it may feel weird at first, but to place your hands over the food and just thank the meal for fueling your body with high vibe nutrition or whatever comes through for you. Perhaps you want to set a certain intention or ask it to be some form of healing medicine for you, for your gut, for whatever. That really does, especially the more and more you do it, it really, really does have such a strong impact on your body, how you feel about your body, and the food that you are eating. But like I said, it's usually when you do it over a period of time. I honestly had dropped that pattern in 2020. It was a habit of mine, and I don't know why I just like dropped it, but I definitely felt a difference when I stopped doing that. I'm like, wait, it's so important that I pray. I see the beauty and power in praying over your food and sending it positive vibes. So I am setting the intention to do that again more. Anyway, obviously, so there's higher vibrational food, which is honestly untainted, whole plant-based living food is like the highest vibe. Nothing had been harmed, so there's not that fear-based energy within it. However, just honestly, anything that's organic and natural has a high frequency compared to anything that is processed, as in overly highly processed junk. Like, you know, smoothies are processed because you blend them. That's a part of a process, right? But it's still from whole plant-based food, not chemicals and pesticides and all that other stuff. But again, you're human, and it's so important for your mental health to, well, some people, it's so important for some people for their mental health to also just allow their human self to have fun with some foods that might not be high vibe all the time. And that, I believe, is fine. I myself, you know, I've had, I guess I definitely eat a predominantly very clean, whole, And then 100% fully plant-based. I did bring in eggs for a bit and then it didn't feel right. So 100% fully plant-based diet. But for me personally, it just didn't feel right. I haven't had land meat since 2013. So, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm good on the meat. But I did bring in fish for a wee bit of time and eggs. And for me personally, it didn't feel right. But I know also a lot of very woke people that do have any animals. I'm pretty sure a lot of popular spiritual teachers, some of them are not vegan. And also there are a lot of vegans out there that are still very much judging the world and are not super woke or just super compassionate towards humans. And so that says a lot. So that's not what I'm saying when I'm talking about high vibrational foods. Just because I'm vegan, I don't want you to think that I'm being biased. It's just my personal choice for my own body and my own spiritual trajectory. Because like I said in the beginning, there's not one formula for everybody. And I truly, truly, truly believe that. Though I do think if there is any ounce of guilt when someone is eating an animal, it's something to look into. Because as people are waking up, more and more people definitely let at least that go and at least become vegetarian, if anything. And don't really like the label. So why am I saying that it's important to also still be human and, you know, eat mostly, perhaps 80, 90%, whatever that means to you, like mostly high vibrational food. And then on occasion have something fun if you want that is fun for you, depending on where you're at. Perhaps you're not at all even drawn to that type of food. But for me personally, given my past eating disorder behavior and my frequency when I do just obsess over every ingredient, that wasn't healthy for me mentally or also my personal self-love journey. So for me, I just allow myself to eat good, healthy, whole, plant-based, mostly whole plant-based food, very minimally processed. But on occasion, you know, I might have something that is fun and it feels good for me. And that's just me personally, because if I obsess over anything, that's actually not the highest vibe state, because I'm not in the greatest mental shape because I'm obsessing over something, and that can bring limits to certain moments that don't feel right and aligned. And if you've had an eating disorder, you might know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, and you just allow and attract all the high vibe food, that is amazing. I love that for you. So anyway, literally absolutely no judgment with what you eat, because I believe, especially intuitives, most people know what works for them. A lot of my woke friends are not vegan or plant-based, but they do eat mostly organic, natural, higher frequency foods and less processed junk. Judging others' diets, Not the highest vibration, we shall say. Anyway, so there's that with food. And so you can also look into foods with their different frequencies and everything, and what are higher vibrational foods. You know, I would say a lot of raw plant food, and also even some cooked plant food. Like this morning I had my Ezekiel bread. I toasted it with some avocado. And it just felt so good, and I felt ready to do this podcast and talk all about that, and I feel so nourished and whole, and yeah, it feels so good, and also very satisfied, very satiated with my food. I don't like feeling uber full. I don't know about you, but I don't like that feeling, so I do what I can to prevent overdoing it now, because I no longer restrict. And therefore, I really don't have a desire to binge. I've done that binge restrict cycle too many times to finally learn what feels best. And that also feels more high vibe for me, to allow my body and not worry so much about how little or how much I eat, but just eat until I feel this decent amount of satisfaction or full, but just not overly full. And therefore, I feel like I have more energy in the day and a higher vibration, feeling so much better. I'm not perfect with it. Sometimes I do overstuff myself a little bit and then I want to lay down. But regardless, as long as I'm feeling mostly high vibrational or high energy, feeling good, it feels good. And that's all that matters, is feeling good in your mind, body, and soul, right? So consider that when you're looking at your foods. If you feel deprived, restricting certain foods, and that doesn't feel high vibe for you, then make sure that you are doing what feels best for you, because you're this unique vessel, this unique soul. And I commend you for honoring yourself, not what other people tell you, but honoring yourself. So, with that being said, something that everyone can integrate, no matter what their diet is essential oils. Unless, of course, they're allergic for whatever reason, which I don't know anyone that's allergic to essential oils. One of my friends, he only likes sweet orange scent of essential oils. But other than that, most everybody loves nearly every essential oil, right? Or at least also has a tolerance to essential oils, as in no allergy. But essential oils have one of the highest frequencies of any natural substance, which creates, you know, an environment in your vessel to heal or prevent disease or bacteria, a place where disease and bacteria just cannot live. And something to honestly keep in mind for this day and age. I'm just saying. So apparently essential oils, their frequency is even greater than herbs and foods. So, you know, sprinkle a little bit of lavender oil in your water, or have a yummy lavender oil or peppermint oil tea or cake even, you know, but using essential oils. I like to obviously put it on my body, use that as my scent on occasion. But there's even clinical studies on measuring the hertz of essential oils. And if I remember, I will leave a link to that in the show notes. But so you can see the hertz that they emit. And like water, oils also respond to words and thoughts and prayers. So positive affirmations, or the intentions that you infuse in your oil, increase the essential oil's frequency. Something to keep in mind. And so, yeah, there's so many ways to raise your vibrational frequency. And ideally, our souls would love for us to be at a high vibe state as often as possible for the health of our mind, our body, and our soul. But of course, there are certain challenges we honestly just may be destined to face in this life. But that should honestly not stop us from detoxing or staying away from what feels toxic to us. I'm not just talking about food, but other things that we consume personally, in order to just allow ourselves, our soul, to vibe high. That's why I sometimes go on a digital detox from Instagram, because I can feel just this different, it's hard to describe, but there's just this feeling inside of me. And I know one way to release this energy that comes through is just to detox from Instagram for a bit, no matter how important it feels like I should be on. And so I do. And I know it's more so my ego telling me you need to go on than my soul at some time. Sometimes it is my soul, you know, it's like, yo, it's so important for you to connect with the yummies. So I do. And that's like the main place I connect. Also Facebook and email, you know, but there's just times where you just got to digitally detox, myself at least. So anyway, how in the world do we raise or maintain a higher vibrational frequency? Well, think about what you consume. Not only food, but also what you consume externally. Again, like, what are you consuming on a daily basis on social media? Or even music, perhaps. What kind of music are you listening to? Does it influence your perspective of the world in some subconscious way, manifesting more hardships and challenges in the long run that may not fuel you? Just something to keep in mind. But if you're listening to a sad song to move through something, as in shadow work or whatever, that's so wonderful. I love music, sad music for shadow work. I love it. to get those tears streaming and memories releasing, you know? You know, I think that's great, but some music does omit certain words, or they use certain words and phrases and sounds that may not radiate a high frequency. Perhaps listen to less of it. I'm not saying cut it out completely because you're human, but perhaps less of it. Unless for you, you're an abstainer and it's best for you to just cut it out completely, then do that. Also, the shows you consume. Are you watching some toxic shows? Me, I love reality shows, and sometimes I'm like, you know, is this the highest vibrational? Probably not. And so I've cut some certain reality shows out because I'm like, ugh, it's not doing me any service. But then, you know, I just watched Married at First Sight, which was super entertaining, and I love it. But it's something to definitely be conscious of, you know, at least it's not extremely negative or uber judgy compared to other shows. Just something to be very conscious of, again. So, yeah. And again, when it comes to music as well, I'm a nostalgic person. I love a lot of 90s and early 2000s, which might not be the highest conscious music, but it is fun. And it gets me in a high vibrational state because I am having fun with it. And when you're enjoying something, that truly is what the universe wants. Honestly, the greatest law of the universe is the law of attraction. And so, of course, a lot of that has to do with elevating your mood, your feelings, whatever, and dancing to nostalgic music or the bops on the popular music today, or what just ever makes you feel good. That's so important to simply just raising your vibration and dancing around. But also, on Spotify, I do have a high vibe playlist, which is my Shakti playlist. And so if you ever just feel like listening to some high vibe tunes like that, feel free to tune in to the Shakti playlist. But also, if you want to release some emotions, then my shadow work playlist is amazing to just stir those feelings within you so they may release. But truly, music and food and shows and all that are only pieces to this puzzle to your personal vibrational frequency. People you surround yourself with have a significant impact. Your thoughts, your behaviors, your feelings about yourself influence your vibe, your own magic. Yeah, all of this is malleable and easy to reframe, right? So, you know, maybe not our relationships, but if you don't cut certain people out, or at least do your best to not let their mindset or perception of the world influence yours, then that can really have an impact. I can even go as far as to say take a toll on your vibrational state, your mindset, your feeling about yourself, because again, we're so malleable. But also, the beautiful thing about being at a very high vibe state is that it's not easy to penetrate. And in fact, you're more likely to influence and be contagious to those who are in a more toxic state and just be their beacon of light and love. As long as, you know, they don't leech too much on, if that feels draining for you, then of course, honor yourself always. But there are going to be toxic people in this life, and if they are putting you down or judging you or the rest of the world, then that's okay for you to let them go. It doesn't have to be forever, but just for now, or talk to them less in some way. Like I said, I don't believe in fully cutting people out, because sometimes people, like, we're here to be this beacon of light, light workers in peace. And so what good does it do for the world and for others if we continue to feed people's fears of abandonment and sadness by completely chopping them away? For me personally, it doesn't feel right, though I know a lot of people that share this stuff are like, get rid of your toxic friends. I think that we've even talked about that on the podcast before. But what feels right for me is just, you know, perhaps keep a distance, a healthy distance, and honor yourself. But if they need the love and light, like, that is actually very powerful and does elevate your vibration in some way, because you're being of service. which is a way to truly, really raise your vibrational frequency. Because guess what? Being of service makes you feel good. It does. Honestly, sometimes the universe also just redirects others out of your life naturally without you even having to put in that effort or make those decisions or calls. And so notice, you know, there are new high vibe friends that walk in as perhaps your low vibe friends might just fade away because they live in the matrix or something and it's just not for you at this time. But if the universe hasn't allowed that to fade away and they just keep coming and your ego's like, no, 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 you're toxic. Well, maybe there's a greater reason that they're still there. And so it doesn't hurt to ask because maybe they simply just need one seed of light and love to help transmute something within them, and you are serving a purpose. You are. But again, like frequency attracts like frequency. So even though there might be some, what you might, your ego might call toxic people, or you just know that these people are at a low vibrational state, there might be some of them in your life, you're still going to attract very high vibe people because without you even trying, because I guarantee those in harmony with where you're at or where you're desiring to be will come into your life. Especially your soulmates who you've had past lives with, they'll for sure walk in at some point. So I wouldn't stress or worry too much about the people because they will come. And there are even more ways to tune in. Like, even though I'm taking a digital detox, I see the beautiful benefits of social media. I love how it helps connect people and make people who might feel lonely. I had a whole episode on loneliness, which, by the way, exploded. Thank you if you guys shared it or something. I have no idea, but it's definitely my most listened to podcast as of recent for whatever reason. So a lot of people are clearly feeling lonely, and therefore, I do think social media is the best way to connect. You can also connect with people. A lot of people go to the Your Own Magic Facebook group, which is just a closed group, and I'll let you in for sure if you let me know that you listen to the podcast and answer the questions. But yeah, there's only two questions basically, like, how did you find this, the podcast, and I don't remember the other one. I think it's, why do you want to join this group or something. So yeah, if you answer the two questions, of course, I'll for sure let you in, and you'll be able to connect with like-minded, high-vibe souls. And I have this inkling of a feeling it does naturally raise people's vibrations in some way, because witnessing how people have expanded after connecting with other yomis and like-minded people, they simply themselves just understand, have more clarity of their purpose, their soul, and feel lighter in a higher vibrational state, yet honor their shadows when they rise, their triggers when they rise, because we're human. So, and also it's just such a judgment-free, loving zone, and whenever I don't tolerate hate there. But yeah, I'll definitely leave that. I always leave a link for that in the show notes so you can easily find it. And again, I promise that wherever you're at right now, whatever vibrational frequency you're at right now, let's say you're not feeling good or you're feeling lonely or low, that doesn't necessarily mean you're at a low vibrational frequency always. It's just you're having a moment because you're human and we all have moments. I mean, especially right now, I really want people to be very compassionate with themselves right now. We're going through a global pandemic together. There's a lot coming to surface. Most of us are quarantined or choosing to quarantine, and therefore there's a lot that's arising. So whatever you're going through, I just want you to know that you are okay. And there are so many ways. All of this above will help you raise your vibrational frequency in the moment, or just your mood, your feelings, the music, the meditation, the healthy food, all of that collectively, the compound effect kicks in, and it does help even in this hard time. Yet it doesn't make it you immune to the shadows that might arise during this time. So just be compassionate with yourself wherever you're at. Anyway, wow. When I woke up this morning, I had a vision in my mind to talk about how to get an immediate response from your soul. Weird, because that's what I felt in my meditation. That's what I saw. I was like, okay, this, I'm just going to talk about this. But for whatever reason, was directed in this direction. Interesting. I have no idea why. And honestly, I just talked about the fundamentals because honestly, there's so much more to this, but there you go. There are some ways where you can instantly raise your vibration or at least consider thinking about. I honestly didn't lay out a formula. Instead, I kind of gave you ideas for you to look at your own life and make the decisions for yourself and navigate, create, explore your own formula for raising your vibration, which in turn, of course, allows you to tap in, tune in, unleash your own magic, manifest more, and feel good the majority of the time. And then when you do feel low, you have that compassion because you know this is happening for a grander reason, because even if you do feel low, you're still high vibe in a higher conscious state. In fact, I think it's very, very rare and hard to digress. Some people say, especially like I said, during this time, during this pandemic, I have received some messages where people feel like they aren't tuned in. They feel like they are completely tapped out. And I just want to remind them. And if that feels like you, I just want to remind yourself, it's not true. It's really, 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 really hard to digress. It's just part of, honestly, your expansion. Like, I've had many podcasts on those dark moments, how they truly do expand you. And you look back and I know you'll have a moment where you'll just stand there and you'll be like, wow, I'm so thankful I'm here, and I'm so thankful for everything that happened in the past, because if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be here now. Even though that was really challenging and hard, but it just made me that much stronger. And that's one of the beauties of life. And so you're always expanding to a higher frequency, even if you're having a moment where you just don't feel great, you know? And I just want you to have compassion for yourself with that. And like I said, we're all completely different human beings, and therefore we might have chose human shells that are wired a certain way. Some people might have borderline personality disorder or chronic depression or whatever, or sometimes they might experience low-grade depression. Yet that doesn't mean you're not woke or waking up. It just means you're human and having that experience, and you have the tools to raise your vibration for whatever feels best for you. So I hope that this brought you some clarity on vibration and frequencies and how you can begin making conscious decisions to influence your energetic healing in whatever way. And so no matter if you're feeling low or high, you're aware and compassionate and conscious of what you consume and your behaviors and what you predominantly, doesn't have to be 100%, but predominantly choose to do. So this is truly only the foundation, like I said, not telling you how to be, how to behave, what to do, who to be, but just encouraging you. So go enjoy whatever high vibe food is calling you, that high vibe music. Go place those essential oils along your skin or pour it into your water along with a crystal and herb, and maybe just meditate 10 minutes a day, or dance 10 minutes a day, or pray, and pray over your food, as in placing your hands over your food, or however setting your intention for your food works for you. And even your water, sending love and great vibrations to your water, and just see what happens within the next, let's say, 33 days, you know? Perhaps create a list of what you intend to do consciously whenever you're aware of it, whenever it comes to mind, and do your best. And in time, these will become habits for sure. So that's it for this solo. I will be chatting with guests soon, but next week I will indeed have a special solo. And so to keep updated for that, because it will be the birthday week. And so, yeah, I'll definitely be doing a solo then. But I do have guests lined up and I'm really excited about that. And so keep tuning in, and I'm sending so much love. You've made it through your worst days, so don't give up. You've got this. You're raising that vibration. Tuning into this just raised your vibration. And so much love and magic for you. And pray to your water. Now it's time for the outro. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group, especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the Your Own Magic.life membership site. The Pyrite is monthly and the Gold membership is just a one-time payment. But don't forget that experience called home. You can visit that at yourownmagic.life/home. And that will be with Brie Melanson and I, my fellow alien channeling Palladian boss babe. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.